Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do.
Ready for something real.
This is something that this country is ready for.
I think you're ready for something more advanced.
And if you're ready for something really special.
And they seem to be lined up at the ready, waiting for something to happen.
You think we're ready for something like that?
Wow! Get a load of this!
Well, just like that, that long weekend that you were looking forward to is over.
And the next one's not till a long time away.
Yeah, the next one really is Thanksgiving. That'll be the next holiday weekend. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. I'll tell you, the weather was spectacular.
Yes, fantastic.
You were off over in the mountains, man. How was the weather over in G-Bird?
Yeah, over in Gatlinburg, fall-like. Very fall-like, especially Saturday evening.
Well, it was in the upper 50s overnight here and nice. Starting out 59 this morning. Hopefully we're out of that whole humid 90-degree thing, but we always get this fake little spell of nice weather, and then it just comes back.
Yeah, it'll be back, I'm sure.
So we'll see what happens, and then of all things, as soon as you get back from your trip, I see you on social media predicting another hurricane.
some storms, yeah. I think it might get a little active here.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about that and more coming up just a little later. 6:04, the band Perry starts us off this morning. It's You Lie on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
It ain't complicated. Well, I've grown
just to me. And it might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show with Luke and Eric. It does to me. 6:10 now at the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Going to 84 today. 60 right now. It feels great. I've been outside yet or not. Just fantastic. Sort of like it was all weekend long. Just the mornings have been so nice. It's another one. Got some rain moving in tomorrow. We started out with the band Perry this morning, just before we played Luke and Eric there. And I don't. Have you ever heard these guys do Fat Bottom Girls? Have you ever heard them do that song?
Yeah.
Here's a little clip for those of you who have never heard them do that song. She's got such a voice. Go, girl.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, damn the side there if I lie.
Come on.
Are you gonna let it all hang out? Fat Bottom Girls, you make
They do a great job on that song.
I'm disappointed they tried to go pop, honestly.
Should have never left.
Yeah.
Should have stayed. All right, 6:11 now at the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, working on your odds and ends. I have about 6:25.
93.1 The Wolf.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 6:23, odds and ends. There is this big petition going around to save the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell.
It's not that good.
I haven't been to Taco Bell in years, I don't think.
I've never had it, but was somebody down the hall that we work with was in a rage about it. And I understand when you love food, how difficult that could be when you have to break up with a favorite food.
Look, McDonald's hasn't served salad in months. I'm dying here, okay? You can see me starting a petition.
Nobody goes to McDonald's for a salad anyway.
I do. That Southwestern salad is good. And when you're trying to make right choices there, Chase, you choose the salad.
The better one is the Chick-fil-A's, by the way. Just haven't
tried. So good. It is the best. The Southwestern one from there.
Yeah.
Oh, top notch.
18,500 people have signed the petition begging Taco Bell not to remove the Mexican pizza from the menu. Oh.
They're like, we don't care, people. Sign away.
Yeah, keep waving that in their face. We'll just enjoy the breeze from the fan.
Thank you.
El Chapo recently got a dental visit in prison, had to have some dental work done. They taped his eyes shut because they were afraid he might send signals and codes to his cartel friends with his eyes.
See, there you go. Never know.
Truck carrying 30,000 pounds of garlic overturned in Bakersfield, California yesterday. It was over 100 degrees. Can you imagine the smell?
Wow, it probably smelled like a nice Italian dish all afternoon.
No, not after it hits the hot pavement and starts to ferment and get nasty and rot in the sun.
Well, keep the vampires away.
Peloton's releasing a new treadmill that will be priced under $3,000.
Under 3,000.
Wow. We're under 3,000 people. Christmas time's coming.
Christmas time's coming.
Their current one costs $4,295. Peloton's also developing a new stationary bike and plans to drop the price of their current one to under $1,900.
You know, here's an idea. There's this company called Trek. They make bikes in general, and they're about $300. And you just go and get an actual bike.
Go outside and enjoy the outdoors and ride it.
Yeah.
Aldi's selling pumpkin spice whipped cream now, $2.89 for a can. $2.89 for a can. Hey, and here's one. I love this story because how many times have you been on your way to the beach and somebody blows by you doing, you know they're doing 100 plus.
Oh, totally. Guilty. That happened all the way to the mountains.
Guilty.
Because you're already doing 80, right? I mean, you're already going too fast. And somebody blows by you. I don't care how fast you're going in the left lane. There's going to be somebody behind you riding your bumper, wanting you to move.
Correct.
So the they can go is. By.
And it's always a person in a Dodge truck.
Well, the North Carolina Highway Patrol stopped a man on Sunday driving 187 miles per hour in a work zone.
Ooh, what? That's a $250 fine right there.
He just bought himself an Audi RS7 and was heading down to Myrtle Beach to show it off when he engaged the troopers at a high-speed chase. They used the spikes to end the chase. He was charged with speeding in a work zone, failure to stop for blue lights, and fleeing to elude an arrest. So I hope that the people he passed on the way down were able to go by later and see him pulled over being arrested and were able to wave at him as they went by.
Oh, that's the best. That's what I always wish for.
It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you've got to admit, that's one of life's little small things that make you feel so good. 187 in a work zone. Wow.
Everybody here at
New Country 93.1, the Wolf, Parmalee and Blanco Brown, who is still in the hospital after a head-on motorcycle collision. His motorcycle hit a Ford Ranger head-on.
Oh, man.
Blanc was wearing a helmet, but he is still in the hospital. It happened near his house in Atlanta. He had just gotten this bike. I mean, he had it like a couple of weeks.
I'm scared to death of those things. That's just me personally.
Yeah. But, to me, the risk reward on a motorcycle, the math just doesn't work for me. There's too much risk for too little. I understand the allure of a motorcycle. I understand the enjoyment of riding a motorcycle. I have ridden a motorcycle. I've never owned a motorcycle, but I have ridden a motorcycle, and I had a trail bike when I was a kid, and my son did some motorcycle, some motocross riding when he was a little younger.
I can understand.
growing up, motorcycles are always so cool. You know, my mom and dad rode them, and I don't know if losing my dad on a motorcycle made that any more scary to me or not, but I'm right there with you, Dale. Risk over reward. I love getting on the back of a bike. Yeah. I love riding for hours, but the whole time I'm on edge because I know people aren't looking out for me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
And you have no protection. And the people who ride around in little skimpy shorts or t-shirts, I'm like, if you were to fall off that bike, you're losing every ounce of skin, buddy.
Yeah. And in states with no helmet laws, where it's okay to ride without a helmet, and
I don't know how to get insane. By with that.
And you see people doing it. I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Are you nuts? Get out here with no helmet on. I know that somehow the state is dumb enough to say, okay, you don't have to wear one. Now, there's a helmet law in North Carolina, but, you know, I know back in Kentucky, there's no helmet law. You can
How
ride
can you be dumb
them.
Enough to choose that
right.
for yourself, though?
Ugh. Yes. Yeah. It just seems to me like you'd have enough common sense to go, you know what? That's not smart. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope he's doing better, but he's still in the hospital again. Blanco had a head-on motorcycle collision on his motorcycle with a Ford Ranger pickup truck.
Poor Blanc.
Head-on. That phrase, those two words together, head-on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So scary. I hope he recovers from that. I really do, and I hope he sells the motorcycle. I really do.
Yeah.
6:39, new music, Matt Stell. It's Everywhere But on The Wolf.
It's a big old world outside this little town. Thought that's all I needed to drown you out. It was gonna be easy. It was supposed to be easy.
Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Good news, story time. Annie, what you got?
So, if you got a kid with behavior issues who needs to be taught a gruesome lesson and then possibly have that lesson explained to them in song by Oompa Loompas, then maybe we should keep them away from this contest. But if you've got the great little kid, kind of like Charlie, this is the perfect contest for him. A guy named David Klein, he's a founder of Jelly Belly Jelly Beans, famous, huge jelly bean brand. And he's getting ready to retire. And years ago, he said, way back in 1976, that his dream was one day to give away his candy factory to a complete stranger. And he's doing this Wonka style. David and his partner have begun going all over the country. He's hiding special necklaces in random places that have an interesting story behind them. And these necklaces are part of a countrywide scavenger hunt that everyone can join by purchasing a ticket. $50.
I'm sorry, choking hazard. Can't do that.
Legal issues. You can't have a scavenger hunt because someone could get injured and sue you over it.
That's radio, guys. Let Jelly Belly Man do his thing, okay? The website is thegoldticket.com. And so each of the 50 states will have its own hunt. It kicks off on different days throughout fall. And people who are ticket holders, they'll be able to search for that for a mystery prize that is valued around $5,000. Once all 50 treasure hunts are complete, everyone who participated will be eligible to search for the ultimate treasure, which will be the key to one of Klein's candy factories and an all expenses paid tuition at a candy making university.
Nice.
That is so cool. And I really want to know if he's got Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, he's got Oompa Loompas. But he might have some legal problems, I'm telling you. Uh-huh. I wonder what corporate counsel Johnny Palumbo would have to say about a scavenger hunt.
You say, what if I hurt you?
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
But I go to Subway. They make it right in front of us. You'd think they'd do us a little bit of flair. As you watch them do everything in those plastic CSI gloves before they make your sandwich. Let me just tie up this garbage bag. Now, what kind of triangle of cheese would you like on your sub? That cheese, there are mice that would turn down that cheese. Have you tried one of the Subway melts where they heat up your sandwich in that toaster oven they stole from someone's dorm room? Is this even a restaurant? Subway shows you how lazy we've gotten, right? You know, I can understand the convenience of a burger and fries. You know, who's got time? Who's got a deep fryer? But we're too lazy to make a sandwich? Well, I can make one at home for 20 cents. Or I can watch the sociopath make it.
We're 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:25. Dale O'Brien, Eddie and Chase. There are more of these today than any other day of the year. What are they?
Marriages?
No. Telephone calls, business telephone calls.
This gets me every time. I know we've talked about this in the past.
The day after Labor Day is known as Telephone Tuesday. It's sort of the, to use golf terminology, it's the back nine of the business year. We're on the downhill toward the holidays and the end of the year, and any slacking off for the summer, it's over, and it's time to sprint to the finish.
Correct.
That means
everyone, pick up those losses.
That means everybody's back to taking care of business today. So the average person today will receive 50% more work calls than normal.
I have a feeling one of those calls will be asking about my car's extended warranty at some point.
That's right. Certainly will. I'm anxious to see what happens today with that, because you know you're going to get a bunch of those kinds of things before the 5 o'clock whistle blows today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got a new stretch of road.
Yes.
That opened up over the weekend.
Oh, I forgot.
Saturday morning, the first stretch of the Northern Beltway opened up.
Yes, and that's over in Winston-Kernersville area. So
I was going to say, what part of it? Where's the drive?
It doesn't go far. It goes from, if you get on off Salem Parkway near Kernersville, it goes about 2 miles over to 158, where you could get off to go to like to Reedsville.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
To the people, whoever the state got to contract it out to pave the section on 158, it is so smooth. I cannot get over how smooth it is. If anybody had worked on that, round of applause, because I have never seen such a smooth road in my life.
Wow. It's smooth for now until the great people of North Carolina start driving all over, ripping it up.
I know.
Once it goes through a winter with freezing and thawing and salt on it and everything else, that'll take care of that. But unless you happen to be in that Kernersville area and need a quick jump over to 158, not a lot of people are going to use that, I don't think. There's not that much use for it. But when the thing is finished, in case you don't know, you'll be able to go from there all the way around over. It will eventually dump you out on 40 at Clemens, and you would go all the way around Winston-Salem. But once they get it done over to, say, Rural Hall, you will not have to go through downtown Winston-Salem anymore and deal with any of that. If you're going to like Mount Airy, or King or up that way, you take that loop.
I'm just waiting for it because I know it stretches over Hastings Hill here in Kernersville, and it's going to slowly, they've started tearing down buildings where the salvage store was. They're going to rip right through here, right near my neighborhood. They've already torn down tons of houses. I am just waiting for that to look totally different in I'm sure, a year or two.
Yeah, they're several years away from getting much more of that done, but that first leg is open there off of the Salem Parkway.
Her day started.
Brett Eldridge, Lose My Mind on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, 7:35. A lot of things have changed because of the COVID.
COVID!
Yeah.
we just say that. Every time somebody's, I just have to do it. COVID!
He screams it out every single time.
But look at all the things that have changed. Some of these may be permanent, you know, like working at home. You know, the thing about working at home is the reason people weren't working at home before is because of a bunch of uptight bosses who felt like they had to stand over you while you're working. Oh, we got to get them in here and crack the whip. You know what I mean?
No, that doesn't happen.
I was gonna say, I miss work, you guys. I'm going nuts in this house.
I know you are.
Well, there's probably going to be more of those work from home jobs, and there's probably going to be a lot of people who are going to be staying at home who thought at the beginning that staying at home was going to be something temporary, because a lot of businesses are really scaling back on their real estate. They're realizing we don't need all this space. I wouldn't want to be in the commercial real estate business right now.
Nope, not at all.
Watching new movies at home. More and more now you're seeing that the studios are going, you know what? Let's just release it on one of the platforms and charge a premium for it, and let's see what happens.
Hey, I don't have high hopes for that new James Bond movie. Like, I'm sure it's going to be good, but like them making their money back, no.
Unless some miracle occurs where all the theaters are opened and there's a vaccine and all that other kind of stuff. But we're closing in on that, and they're sort of committed. I mean, they're really hitting the November date hard. They're going to release that in November. But like Mulan right now, you can watch the Mulan movie on Disney Plus. You got to pay.
I've heard a lot of good things about the people who bought it, because it's $30 until I think like December or something, and then you can have it for free on Disney Plus.
But the previews that I have seen look fantastic. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery delivery has exploded. Having the food delivered to your house. And it's not just Amazon, you know, that a lot of the grocers are going, well, let's just start our own delivery service. And over the last couple of years, they've really stepped up their pickup services, where you pull into a special area at the store and they bring your stuff out. Chase, you do that all the time, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, it's very simple. You just order it maybe the day ahead or however long ahead you want it, and they got it ready for you 30 minutes before you arrive.
Yeah, except for Walmart, you got to go like 3 days in advance to get it on the day you want it. And I don't even think about groceries that far in advance.
Yeah, I usually think about it about 2 hours before I want to make something.
Yeah,
I'm hungry. What can I buy?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the store now. Telehealth and teletherapy, you know, doctors just getting on the iPad there and doing their thing like that.
It'll be $800 copay.
It cost, because we have Teladoc. It cost me $10, you guys. I literally waited 10 minutes for him to call me back, the doctor to call me once I put all my information in. And we were on the phone for 2 minutes. He had me a prescription in.
See, there you go. Easy enough.
It was so easy, seamless. I'm like, this would have taken 2 hours if I went to, like, you know, a fast med place or something.
And something else I think that's going to expand a lot is the way that restaurants make available outdoor dining. They're having to do more of it, so they're trying to be more creative with the ways they do it. So I think there's going to be some pretty cool patios coming pretty soon.
Yep.
To these restaurants. I think that's a real opportunity for them. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:53. Let's find out who's celebrating today.
'Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating today, you share that birthday with, I'm going to get this wrong, I'm sure, Gaten Matarazzo. He was Dustin on Stranger Things. And it says he's 39. Did I write that right? I might not have.
I'm still the only person who has never watched a single episode of Stranger Things.
It's so good.
It's great.
I'm sorry, he's 18. I don't know where I saw 39.
39!
Anyways, Wiz Khalifa is 33. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 39. There we go. Pink is 41. Martin Freeman, he's... Here you go, Chase. Bilbo Baggins. He's 40.
That's right. Yeah.
Bilbo!
Uh-huh. You're right.
Bernie Sanders, 79. Anybody else feeling the burn? And Pat Klein would have been 88 today. Country legend. Local birthdays for you. Loretta Adams of Winston-Salem. Joey Idle of Kernersville. Sadie Seegers of Clemens. My brother-in-law, Nathan Church, happy birthday, man. And our very own Chase Matthews, you celebrating today?
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Keep it going.
How old are you, Bilbo?
29, baby.
Get your birthday in now by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
I don't know what it is about that song. Gets on my last nerve.
I love it.
8:04 now. Off the land of Law and Order. Nimrod News. There were two. I got to do them both. I'm going to start with this lady who wanted to get herself a birthday present. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. No, not at all.
But there's something wrong when you're buying this as a birthday gift to you. And after I tell you what it is, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
She's 33 years old. Her name's Ashley Spencer. She lives in Palm Bay, Florida, and she turns 34 in a few weeks on the 26th of this month.
Aww.
Well, she recently, as a little gift to herself, tried to hire a hitman to take out her husband's mistress.
Oh, okay. All right.
And even told the hitman she wanted it done before her birthday so it could be her gift.
Oh. To herself.
She offered $2,000 for the job and even helped the hitman plan the murder, but the hitman turned out to be an undercover police officer. Hey, pro tip, if you're hiring a hitman and he only costs $2,000, that's a flag. He's probably not very good.
Probably not. Gonna leave some evidence.
Or a cop. So Ashley was arrested on two felony counts. Solicitation to commit murder and solicitation to commit burglary. These are serious, go to big time jail for years offenses.
You know, unless it actually happens, though, you know, people have those angry moments where you want to plot out all these things, but you don't go through with it. I don't understand. If she doesn't go through with it, then why get in trouble?
In the eye of the law, once the payment is made,
you did it.
I mean, I guess when it goes down, that is confirmation. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Well, this guy here in Charlotte, this is back in July, and he got some instant karma. I love instant karma, too, man.
Me
I love
too.
It. Back in July, Michael Bumpers from Charlotte went up to somebody who was filling up at a gas station and asked them if they had a car jack. And the person said no. Now, first of all, these car jacks, if you have a brain, you understand they're made for your car.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just use any random jack to jack up your car. That made Michael very angry, very angry. So he walked over to the guy's car and set it on fire.
Ooh, extreme there.
But in the process, Michael also accidentally set himself on fire. he managed to get away, and I guess...
Idiot.
Stop burning, but the cops are still trying to track this guy down.
Really?
They've got some surveillance video footage from the gas station of Michael with his pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Insta karma.
He got
Love
instant
it.
Karma, but he got away. They have not found him yet.
How frustrating it is.
Yeah. He's probably up at Concord Mills wandering around somewhere.
That's where they all go, right?
Yeah.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale, O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And,
what up?
Happy birthday, Chase.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm going to say, you know, it's frowned upon to drink before 9 a.m., but.
Ooh, you actually going to drink something?
There's an exception. But. There's an exception to that rule on your birthday. It's all right.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be useful after 9.
Hey, I tried a barbecue place. Now, I will tell you if I like a place or I'll tell you if I don't like a place.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't been to this Black Powder Smokehouse. It's in Jamestown. It's right there on the corner. Years ago, old timers, it used to be a gas station. So, Annie, are you familiar with this place?
No, but it sounds just by the name like I want to go eat there.
I got to be honest with you. It was fantastic. I really liked it. I got the chopped plate, chopped platter, whatever.
Large?
You're dealing with a professional here. Yes, the large.
You're saying.
My buddy who was with me is an amateur. He ordered a small. He was sorry.
Boo!
I got the chop plate. They have different. They have the Eastern Carolina sauce, which is perfectly vinegary. It was delicious.
Mm, yeah.
I had for sides. I had potato salad, and I tried their barbecue slaw. My buddy had mac and cheese and green beans. Loved them.
Mac and cheese is a vegetable.
Just now they do, that's right. There. That's right. Here in North Carolina, it is a vegetable. And I love brisket. And I told the guy, I said, you know, I'm anxious to come back next time and try your brisket. He goes back and brings out three big fat slices of brisket.
No way.
Wow.
Way.
And it was fantastic. The bark on the brisket was delicious. So,
My mouth is watering. I love brisket. It's a weakness.
Well, and brisket is easy to ruin, as you know. You can dry that out and really mess it up. It was absolutely perfect. I guess these guys used to be competitors, pro on that pro barbecue cooking thing. Anyway, they opened this place up, and they've done a great job with it. It's beautiful. So if you're looking for a new spot to try, there
the
it is.
The food or the restaurant was beautiful, Dale?
They're both.
Even the people.
Yeah, it was both. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, the staff was awesome. Yeah, I got no dog in this hunt. It ain't my place. They don't advertise. I'm just telling you, I like it.
We like good food. We like to share the good food.
Right. Like to share the word. So, if you want to get a new spot on your list, I can tell you it's on my comeback list for sure. So check it out. 8:13 now. Wake up with the Wolf Show. And looking out the window, it could not be more gorgeous today. It's beautiful. Enjoy it. 84 and sunny today.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Blue Cross and Blue.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
As I said, sugar and spice and everything nice, because today we're going to talk a lot about food. Short things, but food related. Mountain Dew is developing a gingerbread flavor for the holidays. I'm going to have to try that. Gingerbread, snickerdoodle, that all screams fall and winter. And I'm going to have to say, yeah, I'm going to have to try that.
Okay.
Pepperidge Farm is cashing in on the pumpkin spice craze by selling pumpkin spice swirl bread.
That sounds good. I got to be honest with you. That sounds delicious.
Very good. And Walmart is selling... Okay, first of all, if it's not broke, don't fix it, in my opinion. Walmart is selling bags of vanilla Tootsie Rolls. Now, that concerns me. Because
it's so good.
Well, the Tootsie Roll is the perfect candy food. It's delicious.
Oh, I love Tootsie Rolls. Yes. The vanilla ones are like second best, but so good.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical.
The blue wrapper. You normally get them like in a Halloween bag, and you get the other colors too, the fruity flavors. I don't like those. The blue wrapper, vanilla, the best. Delicious.
Okay. All right. If you say so, Annie. We talked about this earlier, and I want to bring it up again. Part of the Winston Loop is, of course, complete. If you get on Salem Parkway right there near Kernersville, it'll loop you all the way around 158 near Walkertown. And big shout out to whoever the state got the contract out for that job, because the on and off ramps are so smooth. I just wanted to get out and lay on it, because it just seemed like it was impossible to have a road that smooth.
If you go lay on it, I'm going to come drive that right now.
Please, yeah. Please do.
Speed bump.
That's right. And I'm going to add in a little something extra here. We're going to have six things to talk about today. In case you're wondering, President Trump is going to be coming to Winston-Salem today.
Yeah, I'm checking his official presidential itinerary. He is to arrive at the Smith Reynolds Airport at 6:40 this evening and deliver remarks at around 7. He will leave Smith Reynolds Airport at 8:30 sharp, going back to Washington.
I wonder how locked down that road Smith Reynolds sits on is going
to
be.
Oh, and it's not that great a road to begin with.
No.
So, yeah, I would not be anywhere near that area if I were you on this particular day. Again, arrival at Smith Reynolds of Air Force One at 6:40 tonight. Air Force One departs 8:30 back to Washington.
Did y'all get my picture? It looked like it flew over when I was walking. I think it was Saturday. It was huge.
Oh, hold on. I just got it. That is a that's a military. Hey, that I bet you that's the plane that's carrying. No, that's a plane that's carrying all of the limos and stuff like that.
I wonder if they're bringing.
I thought it was a. They fly in the limos?
Yeah, they fly. All the vehicles are flown in by airplane. The Suburbans and all that get flown in. But I don't know if they won't need the vehicles here, but maybe they land them just in case. You know what I'm saying?
In case there's a need to get somewhere,
yeah.
I thought it was Ivanka's luggage in there.
I see what you did there. Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Well, it's kind of a fun fact. It's a fact. Mangoes were so popular in the 60s and 70s in communist China that when a guy compared them to sweet potatoes, he was put on trial for malicious slander and executed.
Wow.
Yeah. Over his opinion of mangoes.
Gotta admit, mangoes are delicious.
They are.
And hey, that song, Underneath the Mango Tree. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Ooh, I bet that final security sweep over in Winston-Salem is tightening down about right now. You know what I'm talking about. They're over there getting ready for the president to be rolling in here this evening, make some remarks, and then fly right out, not even leaving the airport property. He's going to make his speech and remarks at Smith Reynolds at around 7 and then leave about an hour later to go back home.
Yeah, I wouldn't be driving in Winston at all tonight at any time.
Yeah, at arrival time, about 6:45.
What is he coming to talk about?
Just campaign stop type of thing.
Oh,
that's
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Set the airport.
Yep.
Yeah, they just listed as a campaign stop, campaign remarks.
Or, hear me out, there's a secret nuclear bunker underneath the airport, and he has to go and put in some sort of code.
No, that's not it. That is not it.
The Wolf. Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's on top.
One of them girls.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase here, and it's 8:53. So this couple expecting a baby, doing one of these gender reveal things. People, just stop it. It's enough. I mean, just,
having gender reveals? Which one?
Stop these elaborate gender reveal things. They wanted to set off the smoke bomb, and the smoke bomb's either going to send up blue smoke or pink smoke to indicate whether or not the child is going to be a boy or a girl. Well, the pyrotechnic device did go off. It also ignited. It ignited the dry, wild grasses that had grown as tall as 4 feet in the meadow at El Dorado Ranch Park in California, about 80 miles east of Los Angeles. As of Monday night, the barely contained fire that started from their little gender party had grown into a fire that had burned nearly 10,000 acres.
Jesus.
And forced more than 20,000 people to evacuate. It's not the first time that something like this has happened. A similar thing in 2017. You may remember this, seeing this on TV. It started a 47,000-acre wildfire in the foothills of Arizona's Santa Rita Mountains. And last year, another gender reveal gimmick thing set off a brush fire in Florida. They've also caused a plane crash, and last year, one killed a grandmother when she was struck with shrapnel after the family unintentionally created a pipe bomb while attempting a colorful explosion to announce the sex of their unborn child.
God. Wow. That is awful.
So, I mean,
I think, Dale, I think what you're trying to say is that the only reasonable baby gender reveal thing is to have the blue angels fly overhead with the smoke trail.
That's right. And if they have a blue smoke trail, you're going to have a boy. And if they blow in the pink smoke, it's going to be a girl.
And if it's confetti in the balloon or cut a cake open or something.
Do it simple.
No, blue angels. Blue angels.
Or nothing.
Blue angels, or we ain't having a kid.
Everybody. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.